Now, we just heard a breakdown of the president's economic team, so now we're going to look at what that team has to do to keep this economy afloat. With us, we have Jackie Calmes, national correspondent for The New York Times. Jackie, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
Now, life on the campaign trail and life in the White House can be very different experiences for a president, Jackie. So first, they make a lot of promises, then they have to follow through. What changes in terms of economic policy have we seen in the president's evolution from Obama the candidate to Obama the president? And in fact, there's an analysis of this very point in the New York Times today, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I mean, when he was a candidate, this stimulus, economic stimulus package that is going to be coming to his desk by early next week will include a reflection of a lot of his campaign platform. A middle-class tax cut, some down payments on programs that have to do with encouraging energy conservation and alternative energy sources, education, and some initiatives to cut health care costs, mainly the money for encouraging doctors and hospitals to move towards information technology instead of just this paper world they work in now that causes extra costs. So, but the main thing that's happened between November and now is that he's had to ratchet up the size of his economic program almost by the week as the economy got so much worse. And in the process, you know, this will be a big victory for him, but at the same time, it underscores how much of his presidency is going to be dominated by trying to help the economy, and some of his bolder initiatives may have to be put on the shelf.
You know, President Bill Clinton made a lot of promises that he wasn't able to fulfill. It ultimately caused the Democrats to lose control of Congress. What specifically can President Obama do to avoid the same kinds of pitfalls?
Well, he did one thing that's incorporated into this economic recovery plan package. Throughout the evolution of this package, he insisted that it include his proposed tax cut called Making Work Pay tax credit that was supposed to be $500 for low-wage and middle-class individuals and $1,000 for couples. You could either be as a lump sum or it could be through adjusting the tax tables so that your weekly or biweekly paycheck is a little bit bigger. And there was, you know, there was not a lot of enthusiasm for it either among Democrats or Republicans, but he was remembering that one of the big raps against Bill Clinton was that in 1993 he took office having promised a middle-class tax cut and never came through with it. And as president, his focus turned to bringing down the deficits, and so there was a small tax increase for most Americans, a gas tax increase, and then a bigger tax increase for richer Americans, though he had promised that. But the bottom line is Barack Obama was determined that he was not going to do like Bill Clinton and be vulnerable to the charge that he had promised a middle-class tax cut and did not deliver.
I don't know how long people's memories are about that, Jackie, and I raise that because it seems that most people seem to have understood that President Obama inherited this economic crisis, and yet there is a question as to how long they will allow him to enjoy the good feeling of support before they
right.
turn on him if things don't turn in the economy quickly.
Well, that's right. You know, for all this hemming and hawing about this package, all will be forgotten. What people will remember is whether or not they felt like it worked. I think, you know, all the polls suggest now that the people really know that he did inherit this. He bears no blame for it, and it's a, you know, nobody really knows what to do. They're just sort of experimenting, much as Franklin Roosevelt did, you know, 70 years ago. But I think that he definitely has to be seen as competent. And that was a big rap against George Bush, that over time people, the overwhelming majority of Americans, just thought he was had proven incompetent in handling the economy.
My final thing is this, and I appreciate your coming on. One of the cornerstones of the president, then-candidate Obama, approach to the people was that he would reach across the aisle. And there have been questions as to whether he really reached across the aisle effectively as far as the stimulus is concerned. Fair or unfair?
I think he was effective. I mean, I'm not sure he ever could have expected to win a lot of people over, but he had to be seen as trying a budget after all, like the stimulus economic recovery plan is actually a budget measure. It incorporates the priorities of the majority party, and the Republicans and Democrats have very different ideas of how to handle spending and taxes. So he was never going to get a lot of votes, but he tried, and he clearly tried not just stylistically but substantively. And what your listeners have to remember is there are very few moderate Republicans left in Congress. There's very few people left to deal with because Democrats have been so successful at the polls for the last two cycles.
I've got about 15 seconds for this. Would you say that this president, is under more public scrutiny than either of his recent predecessors?
Well, any president's under scrutiny, but I think yes. I mean, he's a groundbreaker. He's the first African-American president. That alone will bring him more scrutiny.
Jackie, thank you very much.
I'm good to be here.
Jackie Collins is a national correspondent for The New York Times.